From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Pandemonium at a Green Bay sports bar tonight after the Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25 to win the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers sealed the deal, throwing three touchdowns to lead his Packers to victory and winning the Most Valuable Player award. NPR's Mike Pesca, who was at the game in Dallas, says it all comes down to turnovers.
Very first play of the fourth quarter, the running back, Mendenhall, fumbled the ball and the Packers recovered. That was the game in a nutshell, because the Steelers had three turnovers in the game, and all three led to touchdowns, and that was more than enough to doom the Steelers. You really can't win the game if you've given up three more turnovers than your opponent.
NPR's Mike Pesca at the Super Bowl in Dallas. The Steelers came back from a 21-3 deficit in the second quarter, closing to within 4 points of the Packers in the third quarter, but it was not enough to overcome the third turnover. The Super Bowl was indeed thrilling, but there's no telling what's going to happen next year. A labor war could shut down the game. The collective bargaining agreement expires at day's end on March 3rd. If no agreement is reached before then, owners are threatening to lock out players. President Obama sat down for a chat with Fox Television before the game. The president says Egypt will not be going back to the country it was before the people's uprising. He's also downplaying any chance that the Muslim Brotherhood will figure prominently in the new government. Pro-democracy demonstrations have continued for 3 weeks in the capital, Cairo, and several other Egyptian cities. Egypt's vice president says there has been progress in talks between the government and protesters who want the ouster of President Hosni Mubarak. But NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that the government has shown no willingness to have the president step down.
Opposition groups met today with Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman and other top officials. The meeting included the banned Muslim Brotherhood and the youth groups that helped organize giant protests in Cairo's central Tahrir Square. It did not include Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed El-Baradei, who's become a prominent reform advocate. After the meeting, the vice president's office issued a statement saying the group had reached consensus on many issues, including the release of political prisoners and lifting restrictions on the news media. Protesters in Tahrir Square said the terms of the agreement were too vague and didn't go far enough. They vowed not to end their vigil in the center of Cairo until Mubarak leaves office. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
A freight train loaded with ethanol derailed in northwest Ohio on Sunday, causing a huge explosion that is still burning. Some residents who had been forced to evacuate have been allowed to return home. No injuries have been reported. Officials say they expect the ethanol to burn off. About half of the cars on a 62-car train derailed in the rural area some 50 miles south of Toledo. This is NPR News. Machine gun fire could be heard on Monday across the disputed frontier border between Thailand and Cambodia. It is the fourth day of fighting in the area near an 11th-century stone temple. There are unconfirmed reports of at least 5 deaths. Cambodian officials say Thai artillery fire caused part of a wall to collapse on that temple, but Thai officials deny the accusation, saying it is nothing more than propaganda. Israeli officials say Barbra Streisand's cousin cannot immigrate to Israel because his Facebook page had links to a Christian missionary website. Linda Gradstein has the details.
57-year-old Dale Streisand, who is married to a woman from the Philippines, applied for Israeli citizenship under the Law of Return, which grants automatic citizenship to anyone with one Jewish grandparent. His application for citizenship was denied. Israeli press reports said it was because his Facebook page had evidence that he was a Christian based on links to Christian missionary websites. Streisand insists that he is Jewish, and today his Facebook page has a large Israeli flag. He says he is an observant Jew who studies religious texts and wants his children to grow up in Israel. Several Israeli parliament members have called on the Israeli Interior Minister to reconsider the decision. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Ford Motor Company says it will increase U.S. factory production by 13% in the first quarter, thanks to higher sales. Ford's vice president for U.S. sales says Ford is looking at adding shifts at plants that are now keeping workers on overtime. The Dearborn, Michigan-based automaker says retail sales to individual buyers rose 27% in January. Officials were speaking at the National Dealers Association in San Francisco. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.